Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 8th. Anathoth. But, O Lord Almighty, you who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Jeremiah 11:20. Jeremiah's life can seem to be a jumble of wild emotional angst. On the one hand, he's had the incredible privilege of receiving the call of God to be a prophet. From a very young age, he has been, reluctantly, outspoken with the word of God, not wanting to say anything to his people, knowing how they had and would respond, yet unable to keep that burning, passionate truth contained in his soul. So he speaks. People don't like what he says because it's all so gloomy and seems so harsh and judgmental. After all, he is addressing God's people. God doesn't act the way Jeremiah says to God's people. How dare Jeremiah say he speaks for the Lord? Remember where Jeremiah is from. Anathoth, a village on the outskirts of Jerusalem with a storied and prominent history. First of all, it is a town given during the conquest under Joshua to the descendants of Aaron the high priest. The people of the town control the religious life of Judah. When they're faithful to God, the people follow. When they're unfaithful to God, the people go bananas, spiritually speaking. Jeremiah grew up alongside the young and good king Josiah, who was mentored by Hilkiah the high priest, a relative of Jeremiah. Josiah and Jeremiah were thus likely peers and friends. But things fell apart rapidly and severely after Josiah died, not only for Judah, but now especially for Jeremiah. It seems that his own town and all his relatives turned against Jeremiah. See the poignancy of Jeremiah's situation? I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. He trusted his own family and neighbors to tolerate him at the very least. Here they, the men of Anathoth, are plotting his death. Only by divine intervention did Jeremiah know about the scheme. The pain of rejection and betrayal pierced his heart like the sting of a scorpion. But what did he do? Wail and complain? Try to get even? Fight back? No. He committed his life to God's powerful care. Jeremiah knew that the trouble really wasn't between him and his family and friends. It was between his family and friends and God. Jeremiah realized that whatever he was suffering, God had suffered far more, the grievous wounds of the lover spurned by the people of his heart. Do you ever feel misunderstood by those closest to you? You ever been dismayed by the behavior of people you thought you knew better? Felt the heat of someone else's anger because you refused to go along with their life choices? Welcome to the Jeremiah Fan Club. Learn from him how to handle the glorious privilege of suffering for the sake of righteousness. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.